Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And this week we will be talking hobby stocks with driver Gavin Bussinger. We'll also hear from Darren Toot, promoter at Hancock County Speedway, Bob Allen, promoter at Arlington Raceway, and a little more from our friend Speed the Sauce Man at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsor.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid-body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299. Or see zackstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility began operation in 2008. This beautiful 10th mile clay oval is nestled in the countryside outside of Janesville. Seven classes of karts race Sundays with hot laps starting at noon and racing to follow. Spectating is always free. Bring your bag chairs or sit in the stands. Toner's Lake Karting is located at 8747 415th Avenue in Janesville. See tonerslakekarting.org for more information. Toner's Lake Karting, dirt oval karting at its finest.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually. Millions of tires and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Miskin Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts. 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
This is Justin Milkey from Milkey Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by hobby stock driver Gavin Bussinger. And Gavin, you have to get excited about the 2025 season. Your car looks amazing. You can tell you really put some hard work into that during the off season, and your graphic guy did an outstanding job.
Yeah. Me and Dad, and well, I was actually down for a while. Had something happen to one of my fingers, so I was not able to even hang the body on the car. But Dad and Parker Anderson were able to help a ton with that. With what I could do, you know. But Civisma Graphics, they killed it this year. They're always putting out really good-looking cars.
Is your finger going to be ready to grip the steering wheel?
Yeah, it is. I got cleared.
Growing up in Grenada, Minnesota, former home of modified driver Gary Shumsky, who else in the area influenced you to get involved in racing?
Not only my dad. He was a huge leader in it. But, you know, in my area, you know, there's Randy Green, Derek Green, my uncle Jake Grathwall. I feel like I got a lot of shoes to fill being in my area, but I feel like we're clicking them off, doing pretty good.
Hobby stocks are a great class to watch wherever we go, whether it's Murray County Speedway, Worthington Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, or Fairmont Raceway. What drew you to the hobby stock division in the first place?
I guess you could say we were looking for more of a hobby instead of, you know, spending all that money on a big car. But anymore in our class and racing in general, I feel is just so expensive. But we're not far off of other bigger cars, but we're still the cheaper, trying to make it through without spending a ton of money.
I've seen the price for a completed hobby stock roller if you buy everything brand new, and it's pretty staggering if you don't get some decent used parts for your vehicle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you can scroll through Facebook and find some good used parts, but if you want to buy new, you're spending a boatload.
2024 was a great season for you and your race team. You won the 2024 Fairmont Raceway Track Championship in the hobby stock division. With all the history at that track, what does that championship mean to you?
That's probably my best award, you could say, in my career. We worked real hard for it. You know, you got to be there every night. You got to be running competitive up front. But yeah, it's definitely almost a once-in-a-lifetime award, you could say. It's cool, though. I mean, we're tight with points and Parker, and, you know, he's one of my good buddies. So it was kind of fun to battle back and forth with him, too.
You ended the track championship points night with a one-point victory over Parker Anderson. What a race for the finish that was, and it had to be great for the two of you.
Yeah, coming into that night, I was down 4 points, so I either had to finish, you know, a couple positions ahead of him or, you know, win, and I got a good starting spot, and we were good that race, and we ended up pulling it off, but yeah. That's pressure. It was in the back of your head the whole feature. Is just the main thing you were thinking about, but still trying to hit your marks the whole race.
And we have talked about this so much over the course of the last 18 years here on the Dirt Show. The guy that might be leading you in points blows out a tire on his race hauler on the highway on the way to the races, and the guy that's trying to beat him will pull over to help him. And Parker's over helping you get your car ready, and you beat him last year by 1 point. That just goes to show how tight-knit the racing community is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, like I said, he's one of my good buddies, and it was, you know, it's almost a competition. It is. So you're trying to play fair, but you're also trying to get it. You know, you don't want to give it up. So you almost got to do what you got to do.
And to beat the best, you got to run with the best.
That's exactly right. I feel like we've in the hobby class, I've ran with, you know, there's just countless good cars, but I feel like weekly Fairmont, you know, Deer Creek, Mason City, we got the best hobbies, I would say, in the United States, in USRA world, at least.
Covering a bunch of the racing banquets, some of the tracks give some really cool and really unique things away. The championship belt buckle from Fairmont Raceway. All the drivers I have talked to, this is one of the coveted items that they really like in their trophy case.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the cooler ones I've seen. It's not something that I would say is thought of as a trophy necessarily. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you get it out and you show it. It almost catches people off guard because, you know, they're expecting a banner or, you know, we get the jacket. But, yeah, the belt buckle is probably one of my favorite trophies that I have.
Fairmont Raceway, known as the fastest half mile in the Midwest. What does race night at Fairmont Raceway mean to you and your crew?
That's definitely my favorite track around. Just the speed is next to none. You know, there's not another real big track like that. But, you know, we prepare all week and we get there and we just, like I said, we just got to do the best we can. People think it's harder on stuff, you know, the big half mile track, but I haven't seen it enough to think otherwise that it is. So I personally think the speed of Fairmont is just, you know, it's next to none.
What's really cool about the area in which you live, southwestern Minnesota, you think about the history of Fairmont Raceway, Jackson Speedway, now Jackson Motorplex, Worthington Speedway, all of the drivers, you literally can't go to McDonald's or the gas station or the parts store and not run into another driver.
Yeah, that's true. We're small, you know, we're not no big cities, you know, like, you know, say Mankato or Minneapolis. We're rural enough that you go to the hardware store to get parts for the car. Someone in there, you know, is either looking for the same thing or they know exactly what you are looking for, which is huge, because racing's one of those deals that's not huge anymore. So you kind of got to know the people to help you get through it too.
And then you hook up the trailer, head down I-90, heading east towards Rochester, Minnesota. You ended the season fourth in points at Deer Creek Speedway, a totally different track with totally different competitors.
Yeah, that is definitely one of my more favorite tracks. That just the atmosphere there is awesome. It's such a small track, but it's so tight. I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of the tighter, more competitive tracks around. You know, they draw a ton of cars from people from Sioux Falls are driving. I don't know how far it is, 5 hours to get there. It just goes to show how good the facility really is.
Talk about the difference in gearing from a track like Fairmont Raceway to a track like Deer Creek Speedway or Mason City Motor Speedway, and explain to the fans what the gearing does to your car.
Yeah, so we get to Fairmont. We drop down gears, as what I call it. So it means Fairmont's so much bigger. You don't want to turn a ton of RPMs. So then I guess like a 567 to a 583 is what we run in our cars. And then you go to a smaller track like Deer Creek or Mason City, you get into like a 620 or a 633, which is the gear ratio for your rear end. So yeah, it's definitely a huge difference. You know, you're still turning the RPMs in the car, but you're not going as fast, if that makes sense.
You also parked it in Victory Lane at Deer Creek Speedway. Memories of that night at Deer Creek?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. We won our heat race and just kind of set us up good for the feature. And they had been doing fireworks before the features. And we were just, you know, it's getting late. And we were just, you know, ready to get back on the road. Got a couple-hour drive home. And before we went out for our feature, there was even more fireworks. They took an intermission and they did more, and it was really cool to see the fireworks, but in the same sense, you know, we were ready to get going and to go wire to wire or flag to flag, and that feature was just, you know, it made it all worth it. You could say it was the most cars that had been there all year for my specific class, so it was just it was really cool to pull that one off.
Something else they do totally different at Deer Creek Speedway is the three-wide start at the Stock Car Nationals. And it is exciting for the fans, but not always so much for the drivers because, man, you got to be on your toes.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you're not trying to hit anyone, but you're also trying to stay on the pace. I've been on the blunt end of it. Drivers jumping the starts and getting aggressive, you know, ready to go, and ended up tearing a car up and, you know, having to do a bunch of work. But it's also been, it's cool to do that because, you know, there's not very many tracks that do that. And you get to those bigger specials and it's fun to, you know, switch it up too.
It's fun till you're the one on the hook.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Some of the most violent crashes that we have seen recently have been in a hobby stock division. You guys are really moving out there, and it can be very deceiving. When something bad happens, it's usually not good.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know how fast we are going, and I don't want to put a number there because I don't know if it's true or not. But, you know, I feel like we're going quick enough, you could say. So, it's scary. You know, you get to Fairmont, you're carrying a lot of speed, and you just kind of got to be smart about it. But, you know, accidents happen, stuff happens, and that's part of it. But, yeah, Fairmont's just it's a different ball game. It's nothing like other smaller tracks.
When you guys come barreling down a straightaway at Fairmont Raceway on those narrower tires, if that car starts to fishtail or you get up and scrape the wall, man, it's scary.
Yeah, I could definitely tear something up, and I've been lucky enough not to have that happen, but I've also seen cars in the recent years that it has happened to, and it's not good.
You also picked up a win at Arlington Raceway, coming from 12th to 1st. Walk us through that feature.
That was definitely one of the more crazier races I've been in. Didn't really have a plan on going there. It was just getting late in the season, and you know there wasn't a ton of other races going on. So we said, you know, we'll go up there, and it means we haven't been there. Just do what we can do. We did real good in the heat, and we got a good starting spot, or what turned out to be a good starting spot. Got some lucky cautions, and we're just there all of a sudden. You know, I wasn't going out to win. Obviously I was, but I wasn't. And it just kind of started all playing out, and you know, and then you get there and you start pushing harder and harder, and then it pays off.
That's something I've said throughout the many seasons I've been on the air. I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm going to get out to some races next week, and then something comes up, and then maybe in a couple of weeks. And by the time you realize it, it's already the end of August, and many of the tracks are done for the regular season unless they have specials. You have limited places to go already by the first weekend in September.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I feel like tracks are trying to start so early, and then, you know, we're done for regular season, like you said, first week of September. But it's kind of fun to go hit those specials. You know, we're in the field with our hog manure, and so it's hard to hit those later specials, but, you know, you just kind of got to make the most of it during the regular season, I could call it, I guess.
When you're ripping the lip on the top side in your hobby stock and that car is working perfectly, what is that feeling like for you as a driver?
For me, there's no other thing like it. I'd much rather be up on the top than, you know, rolling around the tires. But it's just that, like I've told so many people, that you can't explain driving a race car or being in a race car. It's no other feeling that, you know, you can ever really get. I feel it's just such an adrenaline rush. But yeah, when your car's working good, you feel like you're competitive too. So it's a good, reassuring feeling.
Thoughts on Mason City Motor Speedway? Will we see you there this season?
I don't have a plan, I should say. You know, I've been there. It's a fun track. I struggle there for some reason. But yeah, it's fun because it's so small. But yeah, like I said, I've just not had very good luck. You know, maybe I got to get over there and turn my luck around too.
Yes, I was going to ask you that. The few nights we've seen you there, I'm telling my wife, this is a guy to pick for the feature, and something happens, your car isn't running right, it isn't working right, and you pull off, and I'm like, wow, this place must be frustrating him.
Yeah, I feel like every time I get there in, you know, a heat race or something, I can never draw good. You know, I try and make the most out of the heat. I feel like I can move forward, but it's never good enough to get into the redraw, and, you know, you get too deep in the feature and the track starts to get dirty, and then I can't do anything with it. And I always thought it's better to just pull off than tear something up running in the back.
In your young career, you have already found some success at the Boone Super Nationals.
Yeah, that was crazy. Me and my good buddy Parker Anderson, we've been tight ever since I got racing, and I was going down there for the experience, is what I'm calling it, and the stars just aligned. It's crazy. It's still one of the crazier things I've done. Just the experience down there is like no other. And you know, we qualified Monday night, and the rest of the week was just hanging out and doing our favorite thing, is watching racing.
The sea of hobby stocks that are in that race is amazing, and to even make that A main is unbelievable.
Yeah. The first night that hobbies race, that Monday night, is actually when I qualified, and I cannot remember how many hobbies were there, but to be one of the eight to lock in is just insane to me. I didn't feel like we were great, but we were consistent, and it just paid off.
Something else that you enjoy in your spare time, along with a lot of the Dirt Show listeners, is doing some fishing, whether it's ocean or freshwater.
Yeah. You know, we used to have a cabin up on Mille Lacs, and you know, back when I was younger, that's all we ever did was just out fishing. It is definitely one of my more favorite things to do, and I got to experience sea fishing, deep sea fishing, catching barracuda. That's just, you know, it's like no other too. It's just crazy. The teeth on them is crazy. But yeah, between, you know, we do more ice fishing now, just way a lot more relaxing, you know, set up the house and make your food, and you know, it's like you're right at home, right in the house.
How do you schedule your racing time when field work hits for the spring, and then in the fall you have to schedule around harvest to go racing?
Yeah, you know, we're not dirt farmers, we're pig farmers, and then we haul our own manure. So in the spring we're a lot more open, but in the fall it's a lot more tough. You know, it's the long weeks, the long hours, getting everything pumped out. That's usually when our season ends, is when we're back and we're in the field. So you got to make the most of it during the season to, you know, feel comfortable.
Who else helps you in the shop and at the track? Because your car is always in great shape.
Dad, first and foremost, Tim Grassel. He's definitely the whole reason, you know, this whole program's going. You know, other than that, all my sponsors for sure. And then my main pit guy is Spencer Salek. He's a huge help, you know, whether it's in the shop or at the track. He's always willing to, you know, come over or, you know, come with to the track and help out. And it's, you know, if it wasn't for him, it'd just be me and Dad. And I got other friends that help out too, but obviously, you know, we're getting older and life is all there.
And when you check out your car, you've got a lot of great sponsors on board that have been with you for a while.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I could go through and list hundreds and hundreds of people that help out, but the sponsors are huge. You know, I got Walstead Farms, Billy and Joyce Walstead. They've been with me since I started. Exterior Impressions, Dave and Kristen, they've been with me even before I got into racing. They're always around. Ertman Truck Repair, Matt and Lisa Ertman, Salek Farms, Jess and Mike Salek, and then Spencer and Lindsay. P&M Construction, Pete Stromberg, Demand Pork, Dan and Deb Tate. Mom and Dad, huge help all the time. Waddle Trucking, Logan Waddle and his family's all in the trucking stuff. Grotti Dust Control and Water Services, Colby Grotti and Grace Hout. And then Gartsky's Floral, my aunt Amanda and Kevin Zabel. And then Ghost Town Tavern, Josh Tate. He stepped on board this year, and that was really great of him.
Gavin, looking forward to seeing you out at the racetracks this season. Good luck on another great run like 2024, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage cleanout?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee, or call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings and N.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
You don't have to choose between comfort and capability when you're behind the wheel of a 2025 Honda Pioneer 704. Rugged and reliable, it delivers the power you need on the job, the smooth shifting you want on the trail. And with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating, you get the versatility of seating four passengers or stowing the back seats for a full cargo bed. See the latest Honda Pioneer 704 today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, close side nets and doors, and always wear seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or andersonenterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Darren Toot, promoter at Hancock County Speedway. And Darren, you kick off the season on Friday, May 16th. What can fans expect to see for the regular classes on a regular night of racing at Hancock County Speedway?
Well, hopefully some exciting, fun side-by-side racing. Did a bunch of different track work to it this year again before we put it to bed for the winter, and did a little bit more reshaping. So hopefully we can get more side-by-side racing is my focus. And we made huge improvements last year. I think for the most part, the racing was really good, and we're expecting to have a good year this year.
I tell you what, that track has some of the blackest dirt I have ever seen, and it's got to be a great track to get some grip as a race driver.
Well, it's one of them tracks when it's grippy, and then all of a sudden it just goes dry, just like that. It's been a learning curve for me, no doubt, after running Chateau for them 9 years. That was a clay base, a sandy clay, and went to this black dirt base. It's a whole different beast, but I think we kind of got a hold of it here. You know, it took some hiccups and stuff. I ain't going to lie. It was a learning curve in itself just to learn the dirt, and I'm still not sure I know what it is doing or not. Every night's a new night, and we hope for the best.
The USMTS will be back at your track on Friday night, May 23rd, and those guys are impressive going around your speedway.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I think 16 or 17 was the last time that USMTS has been on Hancock County Speedway. So we're really looking forward to that event. Hopefully we can, again, put on some racing action that's second to none. But, again, a lot of horsepower, a lot of tire, I hope I can figure it out. We'll see what we can come up with, and hopefully we put on the best show possible. I believe the Ironman Series stock cars are going to be there also, so it will be one heck of a night of racing.
Another thing you do well at Hancock County Speedway is showcase the different classes. On Friday night, May 30th, you're going to showcase the sport mods. On June 13th, you'll showcase the stock car class. And on July 18th, you'll be back with the hobby stock Clash of the Titans. Three great nights showcasing three great series.
That's kind of how I like to do it. Make a special night for each class. One night of the year, it's their night. They're all racing for extra money, obviously, in that class that night. So, and hopefully a nice trophy or something. But yeah, like I say, it's just as a racer myself, it's hard for the racer today to travel all over and go to different tracks. So we got to say thanks to our local guys too, and have a special for them that race for us week in and week out. And that's kind of how I look at that. Like I say, I just give back to those that support us. We invite anybody and hope that it's a great show every night, but it really showcases the class that night, and then we can say we give back to them guys that night. Like you say, it's Sport Mods one night, Stock Cars the next. We have the Night of a Thousand Stars. That's a huge modified race. That's for them guys. Actually, two nights for them guys, because it's a two-night deal, Friday and Saturday night.
I'm sorry to tell you, I've got other commitments already on Friday night, June 27th, but you have the Tri-State Late Model Spectacular at your track, and I saw that about 2 weeks after I made other commitments, and I'm like, man, would I love to be there. That's going to be one whale of a show.
Well, you know, I guess in my world, I don't know why you want to change your plan. It's plenty early to change your plans, Clayne. But all BS aside, no, we really are excited for that show also. Hopefully it's a great show. Again, a lot of tire, a lot of horsepower. Hopefully I can prepare a track that will put up with it and can produce a heck of a race. We're still running all the other classes. We don't anticipate it to be a real late night anyway, just because we're normally done between that 9 and 10 o'clock on a normal night, so we plan on ripping right through the night, too. So I'm excited for the late model race. The longer I race, the more I watch, the more I watch late model racing, to be honest with you, and it's kind of crazy, but I do watch a lot of late model racing anymore, especially on TV, the Wooch or the Lucas Oils, you know, so can't afford that. That's a big ticket to bring them guys in. But this year, Tri-State Late Model Series is a pretty good series, and I think it's going to be a great show.
Another thing that you really enjoy is Friday night, July 11th, Christmas in July.
Yeah, we always, even back in the day, that's probably part of my wife's deal, even though she's not real involved with Brit. She started that at Chateau, and it really comes down to, it's all about the kids, to be honest. I mean, we have the Gold Rush. We have Christmas in July. We have Candy Toss. If it's not a special night for the racer, we try to make it a special night for the kids in the stands. Even though every night's a special night for the kids in the stands, we really try to make sure they're involved with the race program. That's our future. So we have to keep them guys interested in coming and want to come back the next week after the next week. And so if we lose the interest of our young fans, racing in general will be hurting sooner than later. And it's already took a toll on it to some degree, but we need to get them more involved again to get the fans back in the stands as a family event.
Tuesday night, July 22nd, the Black Dirt Nationals, the fair races. And having the fair going on in the background and racing and being in that grandstand, it's just a special night to be at the track.
Yeah, 6-foot trophies really brings it out in all the racers. Every class has a 6-foot trophy, and they race their hearts out for it. And like you say, the fair in the background, extra people in the stands, it's a great night. We really enjoy it. And like I say, it's a great way for the racers. Like, it's just crazy how racing is different when you put large trophies out there and a little bit more money. But it's crazy. Really good racing. Last year we had a barn burner, I believe, you know, in the stock cars. Stock cars never disappoint. But I believe modified actually also. We had Jeremy Mills, I think, was that night, came from deep and ran the high side and passed him on the second to last or last lap. I can't remember for sure if it was that night, but it's really a good, entertaining Tuesday night race.
Darren, you know, and I know, May, June and July are going to fly by, and then it's going to be the final two nights of the season. Friday, August 8th, Saturday, August 9th, Night of a Thousand Stars, Night 1 and 2. What a weekend it's going to be.
Yeah, we had a great race. The final race on Saturday night was just excellent. Friday night qualifying races was all excellent. We had a really good car turnout, and participation was really good, too, in the grandstands. We're hoping that it all increases, obviously. That's a long tradition of Hancock County Speedway as a Night of a Thousand Stars. And I think, to be honest with you, last year we didn't do the pit stop in the middle of the race, and we caught some flack for that. We're going to bring it back. We're going to do the mandatory pit after 20 laps, and we'll restrict what they can do to their cars. But we pull them on the front straightaway there, and we'll let them work on their cars a little bit, add some fuel, and start the last 20 laps. So they basically race two weekly features, and it's a great show.
Darren, if they'd like to find out more about the entire schedule at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa this season, what's the best ways to do that?
Well, follow us on Facebook for sure. That's our best social media avenue that we go down. We do have a little website there, but it's not nearly as good as following what we do on Facebook. So give us a follow on Facebook if you're a Facebook member. Otherwise, go to My Race Pass. That has a full schedule, everything on My Race Pass app. And we're there every Friday, except for the Friday of the fair race. We're not there. And then we take the week off after the fair. I think it's August 1st. I think we take that off this year just because there's so much cleanup and stuff going on, and little break for everybody involved after the fair. And then we go into the Night of the Thousand Stars and wrap up the season.
Darren, thanks for all you do to keep racing going in Britt, Iowa at Hancock County Speedway. And thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Well, I want to thank you also, Clay. You reach out to a ton of people every year and do these dirt shows, and it's pretty important that people like yourself keep grinding to keep racing what it is, and we sure appreciate you also.
We got to keep butts in the seats, and we got to get those kids involved if we're going to be able to enjoy this down the road.
There you go. Thanks for everything, Clay.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the sprint car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, Stewart Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, plus other tracks around southern Minnesota, north Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver or follow their 18-race Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule as a fan. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See Batwing Chassis.com.
Here in Minnesota, it's about treating other people with respect and building relationships over the years. Midwest Collision has been known for offering professional collision and automotive repair services in the Faribault and Owatonna areas for over 50 years. Make the right choice for your collision repair. Midwest Collision, just east of Faribault on Highway 60, or call 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision, you bend them, we bend them.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear. And it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers oil treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
As you enter the parking lot of Fairmont Raceway, 60 years of racing history awaits. Since 1965, the legends of the USMTS have modified touring series. Sprint cars and late models have thrilled race fans with their speed and driving skills on this region's fastest half mile. Become part of racing history every Friday night this summer at Fairmont Raceway with a restaurant-quality concession stand, and there's not a bad seat in the house in their spacious grandstand. See FMTRaceway.com for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Allen, promoter at Arlington Raceway. And Bob, when I think about dedication to a racetrack, I think of Bob Allen. You've really been working on the track surface already last fall when the races were over, and you've been out trying to get everything ready for the season before the rains hit.
Well, that's true, yeah. Been after the track, there's a lot of construction going on here around Arlington. And last fall, Holtmeyer Construction had some of the crew members had mentioned that they had some good dirt that they felt was going to be great for a racetrack and wanted us to take it on out here. And we did need some filling on the corners, especially. So they hauled about 100 loads of material onto the track last fall. And ever since they put it on, we've been kind of working it, first of all, getting it ready for the winter and hoping that we get some decent frost into the ground and that firms the ground up quite a bit. And then now this spring, coming back after it and getting after it and taking any of the excess rock material off that we can get off and getting it ready to be groomed and packed. And we finally got it packed and leveled out, ready for this last rain that came through. So we're going to wait and see when she dries out now and get back on it and see what we've got. But right now it's been a long process over the fall and spring getting ready to get the track surface ready to go, let alone all of our additional spring touch-up projects here.
Bob, I just had IMCA modified driver Trent Loverud on the Dirt Show April 12th, and today is hobby stock driver Gavin Bussinger, and both of those drivers talk about the multi-groove. You can pass anywhere. It doesn't matter where you start in a feature because at Arlington, you can work your way through the pack because of the track.
That's true. And that's one of the things when we looked at resurfacing the track, we were a little bit cautious. We were able to put a little bit of a contour into the racing surface so that we had it a little bit flat on the bottom. And as we worked our way up, it would get into more of a higher degree of banking once you get to the top. So you could get some momentum racing going versus some dry slick flat track racing on the bottom. But that's going to be our challenge now this spring to get it back to and making sure that we continue on with the multi-group racing service. And it takes a little bit of work and a little bit of cooperation from everybody. But I think moving forward, that's going to be our goal to get back to at least three grooves that you can race and do some passing.
The 45th annual season opener, Saturday, May 3rd. That's going to be a great night to get everybody back to the track. It's one big family at Arlington Raceway.
Well, that's true. 45 years, and it amazes me, especially this year, the number of new sponsors that have asked to get involved here at Arlington. And Susan's telling me that the number of pit spots that drivers are reserving are near record levels once again. So we're anticipating a great racing season here at Arlington. Look forward to all of the regulars coming back and a few other drivers coming in and of course, the travelers that work their way through. Every once in a while, it takes everybody to make a great racing program, and it's been a lot of cooperation amongst all of our drivers.
People coming back again this season, you have an awesome lineup of nightly race sponsors.
Yes, we do, actually. As I mentioned, Susan told me that this year, I believe she was kind of talking to me about 2 months ago, and she said, people are starting to call, and we just don't have any more room to put nightly sponsors in, which is kind of a good position to be in. And we're also looking at other sponsorship opportunities for those people that are giving us a call now. But we do appreciate all of the sponsors that have come back in and I could run through the list, but I guess I'd rather not. I'd ask the fans to go to ArlingtonRaceway.com, our official website, or our Facebook site, and or my race pass, and look up our schedule, and you'll see all of our great sponsors that are involved at Arlington, because if I start naming them off, I might miss somebody, and I'd rather ask everybody to just go out and take a look at our website or Facebook and look at all those sponsors, and please support them. Let them know that you do appreciate the fact that they're involved here at the racetrack, and most importantly, as the race fans, we want the race fans to look at all of the sponsors on the race cars and let those sponsors know as well that as race fans, we appreciate their involvement in making our sport better and as popular as it actually is. Without all of that support from the sponsors, it would be pretty tough for a weekly racing program to operate.
Fans that love wing sprint cars, Arlington Raceway is one of the only tracks in this region that runs wing sprint cars as a regular class.
That's true. It's getting tougher and tougher each year to get a decent field of weekly cars in our area anyway. And one of the specific problems has been there's more and more touring groups of the sprint cars. And as we groom drivers, get them into the sport, and they end up moving on to, a series someplace else or whatever. And then, we also look at the evolution of a racing career as well. And we see a lot of those drivers also that move on and start running the tour, but weekly challenges at home, finances, in a lot of situations, they do end up coming back to a regular weekly program. So we see a wide variety of talent looking at the weekly sprint car program here at Arlington. And it's just, those reasons I mentioned before that they just see that wide variety. You get the new drivers coming in as young as 14 years old, getting into a sprint car, and in our go-kart class at Arlington has been one of the great feeder programs for the sprint car class. And then, like I say, you see some of the drivers that have evolved into series racers. And I can remember way back, we even had a driver that came out here and decided to end his racing career in a sprint car at Arlington. And one of his opportunities in racing had also been the Indianapolis 500. So a wide variety, and exciting for the fans to see that variety.
One of the great things is the Arlington Raceway schedule runs through the month of September, except for the first week during the Boone Super Nationals, and this gives fans a chance to see drivers dropping in when their tracks have quit for the season, and you get to see some guys you don't often get to see race.
That's true, and one of the reasons that drivers will be dropping in on the weekly show is with our IMCA sanction. You'll see drivers that will be going out after the national points and regional points and state points, and they'll be searching for weekly racetracks that they get the opportunity to gather those valuable points at the end of the season. So we see there again a wider variety of drivers coming in, and some of the drivers that do a great job at other racetracks, but because their tracks are shut down for the season, they take the opportunity to come up and race against the drivers here. And for that reason, we've also seen a fair number of national champions coming in from the Arlington Raceway here.
Bob, how can they find out more information about Arlington Raceway?
Well, as I mentioned, just check us out at arlingtonraceway.com. You can also go to Facebook to the Arlington Raceway official page, and we'll have updates on the racing program a regular basis, sometime hourly if needed, as far as what's still going on with the weather here at Arlington. But those two avenues, and we can also rely on the old phone deal too, so people need to pick up the phone and give me a call if they've got a specific question that they can't find the answer to on ArlingtonRaceway.com or Arlington Raceway official page on Facebook.
Bob, thanks for all you and Susan have done for the past 45 years to keep Arlington Raceway performing at a top level, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you, Clay, and we appreciate everything that you do for the dirt track racing throughout the region.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers and I own Foamcraft along with my husband Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings. And Speed, you always have some great, easy recipes that people can use at the campground, at the racetracks, at a family gathering that are easy to make. Barbecued chicken pizza roll-ups sound tremendous.
Oh, they are, Clay. All of our recipes that Clay and I give out are available on our website, which is cookiesbbq.com. Click on recipes and then search whatever ingredient you want to use, and that recipe will pop up and you can print her out. But this in here, you can either make your own, or I just use a store-bought thin pizza dough, and then you got to bake it. One of them, and 1.5 cups of shredded rotisserie chicken, and then 1/2 cup of Cookies sweet and spicy barbecue sauce, because that's a trick that really makes this one good. 8 large slices of provolone cheese, 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, 1 egg white, and 1 tablespoon of water. And what you do, preheat the oven to 400 degrees, and then lightly grease a 9x13 baking sheet and set aside. And then on a large cutting board, unroll that pizza dough and layer the ingredients in this order. Use 1/2 of the barbecue sauce, cheese, 1/2 the chicken, 1/2 the Italian seasoning, then put the remaining barbecue sauce on top of that, and then got all the ingredients laying on there, and then roll up the pizza dough horizontally so you'll have a nice long log there, and then fold the sides in to hold the ingredients in so it don't go out, and then roll it up into like a tube. You'll have a nice tube there, and do the same thing like you do with cinnamon rolls if you make them at home, and then use a serrated knife and cut that chunk into 8 pieces, and then in the small bowl whisk up the egg whites and the water together and a pastry brush, and just brush the egg white mixture over the pizza rolls and pop them in your 9x13 baking dish and bake them for about 15 to 17 minutes, and they'll get a nice golden brown and bubbly, and then pull them out of there and have a little extra barbecue sauce on the side for dipping. They are so tasty. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Have a good one, Plain.
Napa Know How!
Spring into action and save on select Meguiar's wash and wax products at Knapp Auto Parts. Meguiar's products give your car a showroom shine inside and out. If an oil change is in your spring maintenance lineup, save on Mobil 1 Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil on sale now for only $34.99 for a 5-quart jug. Give your car the spring refresh it needs with a little help from Napa. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop NapaOnline.com today. Offer valid at participating stores through April 30th or while supplies last. See store for details.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Don't miss the action at Deer Creek Speedway Saturday, May 24th. The stars and cars of the USMTS return for the annual USMTS Southern Minnesota Spring Challenge, featuring the ground-pounding USMTS Modified Touring Series, plus the USRA B-Mods and the USRA Hobby Stock Divisions. The Deer Creek Speedway annual USMTS Southern Minnesota Challenge, Saturday, May 24th. Don't miss a minute of the action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.